CGS is magistral, mystic, momentaceous, malphilic, multiest, melishamous, mercurial, mordacious, majestic, menticidic, malicoid, magnetic, munificent, magic, wand, fun, list. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I've been extremely busy over the last couple of weeks, but I've managed to find time to get my collabs out, but my personal solo work has suffered. I shall remedy and rectify this within the coming few days. However, I listened to a lovely recording by Burner Account, and then saw a subsequent post about the use of the Hitachi in general. Over my many years of fucking around and muff diving, I've come across a wide variety of things to do with the wand. This is not an exhaustive list, and this only includes some of the possible orgasms with the Hitachi. 1. I don't have a name for this, but you will require some restraints, which could either be tape or ribbon. But just get creative. Hitachi, some panties, and either a flat surface or some banisters. For the flat surface, say a bed, it is often better in this position to secure the legs and allow the arms to grab or flail. If you have a partner, you can have them restrain both your wrists and ankles. Now you need to pull the panties open at the waist, slide the wand in and down so it rests on your clit and labia. Then secure the wand to the waist via tape or ribbon, and then turn the wand on and have at it. For vertical secure points, for example banisters, which are a favorite of mine, it allows for movement with restraint. This one requires wrist restraints and not ankle restraints. Anything that moves, for example ribbon, ties, handcuffs, that can slide up and down the banisters are perfect. As with the bed, you open the panties, slide the wand down and against the clit and labia, and then you secure it with tape, ribbon, whatever. This is particularly good as punishment, as sitting is nearly impossible, so squatting and leg shaking and panting are ensured. An alternative to both of these includes a flat surface and a restraint that sits higher on the legs. You wrap it around the thigh and the ankle, pinning the calf to the bottom of your thigh, and thus naturally the legs will fall apart. You can also combine this with tied wrists behind the head. 2. Amazing edging and teasing. Turning the wand on low and running the wand towards the pussy from every angle of the body is a huge orgasm booster. Starting with the bottom of the feet and working the wand up the calves and inner thighs repeatedly, or lifting the bum and running the wand up the backside of the thighs, pausing and pushing into the sensitive area just below the arse and upper thighs, is a great way to ensure a very tense situation for her. The arsehole itself is very sensitive and can be used to channel vibrations into the body and the vagina. Now, speaking of the vagina, holding the wand on high against the vaginal opening and pushing, not to push it in, but to press against the muscles the same way that you would when being fucked or being fingered correctly, can create amazing sensations throughout the body. One of the greatest places to run the wand up is the sensitive skin on either side of the pussy. I call it the groove. It's basically the spot between the pussy and the thighs. For example, if you spread your legs wide and bent at the knee with your feet like resting on each other and then letting your legs fall apart to the sides, you can run the wand up and down what I call the groove and you'll apply more pressure based on how it feels. 3. Face down, hips up. As the name suggests, you'll have your head and shoulders down against something. How comfortable is up to you. However, you will start with your butt in the air and your hips rotated out, stretching your hip flexors. Hold the wand so the head is pointed towards the ceiling, then lower yourself down by spreading your knees until your cunt is resting on the wand. Turn it on and grind against it like a horny slut in heat. 4. Belly down. Lay down on your belly, spread your legs, and place the wand between them, with the cord running towards your feet. Lift up with your hips and tilt them inward, so you're curling your tailbone underneath you. This should let you rest your clit and pussy on the side of the Hitachi head. Grind away to your heart's content, as your body weight will keep the wand firmly pressed into your lovely little pussy. Now I should say, you will need to give yourself a bit of wiggle room. So don't sit your clit down on the middle of the Hitachi head, but put the head in the middle of your pussy so it holds you open and you can force your clit onto it by grinding or have it vibrating into your entire cunt. 5. Double the fun. These are positions you should explore with female friends or partners if you yourself are female. There are two main positions for sharing the same hitachi. The first one is facing each other. Hooking a leg over your partner's right hip will allow you two to be close enough to kiss, caress, fondle, stroke, feel the heat of each other. You will both need to roll your hips in and taking one half of the hitachi on your pussy at the time. Use a condom for safety if you wish. Secure it against one partner's body if either of you don't want to hold it, and then make love to your partner. Use your hands to explore, grab their hips, pull them close, and enjoy the pleasure as it rises within her. The other position follows much along the same idea, except one partner is lying down and the other is straddling the thighs of the first partner. The wand handle will be between the legs of the person laying down, and you will grind the wand into each other's snatches. This requires a little self-control from the person on the top if the weight is too heavy for the bottom partner's pussy. Alternatively, you could do some scissoring or leaning down, but leaning down requires the wand to be between your bodies rather than legs, and securing it to the bottom partner again is possible. 6. Wand with G-spot stimulations. This one is less position-focused, although the easiest I've seen is lying on your back. Use of a butt plug is a personal choice, however you should start by holding the wand against the clit with one hand, and then with the other using a vibrator or dildo designed to milk the G-spot to produce amazing orgasms. I suggest orgasming once or twice with just the wand first, and then continuing with the G-spot milking after the clit is too sensitive to keep touching. I guess that does sound a little like you should do one then the other. What I really meant was you should start with the wand, come once or twice, use both, and then once your clit is too sensitive, then continue with the G-spot milking because it can take a lot more punishment. 7. Hips raised, legs raised. Laying on your back, place a pillow or hip raiser under your lower back / top of your ass. Then lifting your legs so that they are over your body. Keep the weight on your hips, however. A partner lending you a helping hand or some shoulders works great with this. And you pleasure yourself with the wand, either between your legs, with the cord running towards your chest and then off to the side, or being pushed down into your pussy with the cord where your legs normally would be. Number 8. Ride. Place pillows or find a surface you can straddle, then rest the wand on that. Make sure your legs are sufficiently spread to allow you to open up and spread your lips over the hitachi head. Try both being able to control yourself with your hands and then with just by squeezing your thighs and the movements of your body. A partner can also be a fun addition here by having them place a hand on your lower abdomen and lower back and then have them rock you backwards and forwards against the wand's head, allowing you to basically focus on the pleasure it's giving. Number 9. Period help. For those with particularly painful cramps, 2 days before your cycle week, lay down on your back, get comfortable and work the wand into your thighs, running it up and down the inner half of them. This is basically from the front of your thighs to the back on the inside, for about 10 minutes. Then you need to do it across your stomach and abdomen, paying close attention to be working the wand towards your pussy for an additional 10 minutes. So a good way to think about that is if you draw a line across where your belly button is, from left to right, basically start at the line and just push down to the pussy, and then bring the wand back up, and move it slightly over and push down, and then bring it back up, and then push it back down. Both of these should be done with a little pressure, by the way. After both of these have been completed, hold the wand to the pussy and press it into the vaginal hole for about 2 or 3 minutes. Put a lot of pressure here, as opposed to the other two. Then you need to move it to the clit and orgasm slowly by switching between applied pressure and no pressure at all. That is, by pressing the wand into your clit for a few seconds and then remove it for a few seconds, and then repeat that until a mind-blowing orgasm happens. 10. Positions for male and female sex. Doggy. Get into the normal position, like you would, and then hold the wand between your thighs and press it into the clit while your partner goes to town on your cunt. Missionary. You need to raise the hips here, so the pivot point of the body is in the hips, thus allowing the wand to be placed against the clit while your partner has sufficient room to thrust into the pussy. Cowgirl. Leaning back more than normal, you'll want to position your hands on your partner's thighs rather than on their chest. You can also have your partner hold the wand to your clit while you ride him, or hold it with one hand and brace yourself with the other. with both missionary and cowgirl. The male can change his thrust, basically aiming towards the belly button rather than straight inside you, and this will cause his cock to rub and grind into your G-spot. Now, one of the last position is actually my favorite. I call it the T. You as the lady will basically start by laying in the middle of your bed. Then you'll have your partner lay across the bed, roughly at about your knee height. But he needs to lay on his less dominant side. So, for example, if he's right-handed, he needs to lay on his left side. You will basically be headboard to the bottom of the bed, and he'll be from side to side. Again, this is why I call it the T, because it actually looks like a T. Then you'll lift your right leg and set it on his right shoulder, or have him hold it open with the arm that's on the top, which would be his dominant arm. Then you bend your left leg at the knee, and then take all the tension out of it, and it will basically fall to the side. So you should now be rather open, since one leg's to the right and the other leg's fallen to the left. Then he will raise his, again, the top-sided leg, so in this case the right leg, will be then put onto your left leg, which causes him to sort of roll forward, and his hips will rotate towards you. He will basically have all the control in this position, because he has both of your legs while he thrusts into you. The reason why this position is rather good is because it allows full access for you to hold the one to your clit, and again, with a little change of thrusting in his positioning, the closer he gets his the less dominant side, so in this case the left hip right close to your butt, he'll be able to push his cock into your G-spot as well. Again, for everything left-handed, you need to reverse that. Number 11, the wall choke. If you like being choked and don't have a partner present, you can scoot over to a wall and press your ass to it with your legs resting against the wall. Then, pointed towards the ceiling. Then you start to lift your hips and bum up the wall until the weight is all on your shoulders, which will basically be bending your neck a little. It shouldn't feel painful. It should just feel like the blood and air to your head is being restricted. But you need to do this step a little slower than normal, getting into every position, as it causes all the blood to rush there to your head. The further you go up the wall, the more intense the choke, in quotation marks, will feel. Then you simply apply the wand to your pussy and have fun. Though, always take care when breathing, when playing alone, and make sure not to put too much pressure, as if you pass out and then something happens and there's no one near around you, you might get into a spot of trouble. Now, I've got some tips. For a sensitive clit, you should put a soft towel, washcloth, panties, bedspread, pants and panties over your pussy, and then use the wand on it. And this will reduce the overall vibrations of the Hitachi while still enabling you to get off. As far as technique goes, some people find it's great to rotate the wand in a circular motion, and for an intense orgasm, try and maintain the circular motion while you're orgasming. Your hard work will actually pay off. Now, switch between applying pressure and not applying pressure at all. That is, basically press the wand into your clit for a few seconds, and then remove it for a few seconds, and then repeat it until you have orgasm. But when the waves of pleasure come, it is easy to stop functioning completely, so don't forget to breathe. Try inhaling while you apply pressure, and then exhaling when you remove the vibrator from your clit, or vice versa. No matter what you do with the wand, just focus on your breathing, because it will help you have more intense orgasms. For those wanting deep body vibrations, spreading the labia, though you don't necessarily need to put the clitoral hood up or down, whatever your preference is, and then pushing the head of the Hitachi in between the labia, and then rubbing it up and down and around the pussy lips rather than the clit, will give you the desired effect. Lastly, if you hold it against your throat turned on, you sound like a robot.